The Marine Corps, though, pays almost three times as much to move a vehicle for a permanent change of station as the Army does. The Government Accountability Office finds the military is spending more on PCS moves, even though the forces are actually making fewer reassignments. Admiral John Harvey, U.S. Navy retired, is former commander of U.S. Fleet Forces Command and former chief of naval personnel. He's now Secretary of Veterans and Defense Affairs for the Commonwealth of Virginia. Admiral, it's terrific to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on the program. There's no denying the numbers that the Government Accountability Office finds. There are a couple of trends that are a little bit troubling. First, though, what is your sense of what may be driving that disparity between the number of assignments, reassignments that are being made and the increased costs? Thanks for coming on today, John.
Yeah, I think to start with, Francis, two structural issues that we need to keep in mind that predate the term PCS and all the various costs that are involved in the total PCS costing package. One is keep in mind the geographical laydown of the forces. Now, obviously, my experience is with the Navy, but we have a major fleet concentration area in Japan that proportionally has grown as the size of the Navy has shrunk in the United States. We have a single boot camp that's in the middle of the country in Great Lakes, Illinois. So everyone who goes to be on the staff at that boot camp gets ordered from where they are into the area of Chicago. Then at the end of that tour, they come back. So all the services have this tremendous geographical separation, this laydown, so that when you want to put the right person in the right job at the right time, it's going to take a move. Added to that, again, predating concern over PCS costs that were just considered, hey, that's just price of doing business, you have career management. The career, how do you keep a young second lieutenant who comes out of the Air Force Academy and keep that young officer on track for eventually being a squadron commander somewhere? Well, it takes a wide variety of assignments to get the right experiential package together after 18 or 20 years. So you have these structural issues that the armed services were designed almost to move people around. You can be a banker at Bank of America and spend your whole life in Charlotte, North Carolina. You just can't do that the way the services are designed. And I think the numbers kind of bear that out. If you just look last year, well, roughly speaking, about 646,000 moves for an active duty force that was just roughly about 1.2, 1.3 million. So half the force in the active duty essentially moved in a single year. And I think that bespeaks a structural issue that if you really want to challenge PCS costs in a big way, you have to say, can the structural issue, how do we tackle those pieces of it and perhaps change the philosophy of how we do business?
As I look at the numbers that came out of this GAO report, most of the services want to move people every 2 to 4 years. Is that part of the problem potentially that that the military should look at? Or is it maybe a situation where we need to just look at this, as you mentioned it, as a cost of doing business? This is a decision that the military leaders have decided these folks need to move around on this basis to be able to project for the force overall to be able to project power and to be ready to do what it needs to do whenever it's called on to do so, and that maybe just minimization is the desired goal.
Well, Francis, I fall in line right with what you just articulated. I think that you can certainly, I mean, it's just efficient use, being a good steward of taxpayer dollars, is to unpack everything that is involved in PCS costing, the kind of contracts we write, the timelines we use, how we do the business of a move. And you can see those wide variance in costs from service to service. So obviously, you can do a lot of work there. And we ought to. I mean, we need to. You don't just throw money away, and we're duty-bound to do that. But I also think that while you're working that piece of it, the structural issues I talked about, you know, PCS is a cost of doing business, and we just need to recognize that, not be surprised by it, and find a way to control it better in the details. But I don't think you're going to gain a whole lot by just mandating, okay, now you're going to stay in Norfolk for 48 months no matter what, And if there's not the right job for you that takes advantage of your experiences and your talents and skills, we're going to waste you for that period of time, perhaps for a year or so, while waiting for the right job to open in Norfolk. I don't think that's the way to go. So you got to. It's going to be a balancing act, as everything is in the armed services, between efficiency and effectiveness. And I always come down on the side of effectiveness, recognizing we need to be as careful as possible within the realm of how you break down these costs and how you control them.
Admiral John Harvey, U.S. Navy, retired as Secretary of Veterans and Defense Affairs for the Commonwealth of Virginia now. I guess the part of this at being able to make those kinds of decisions as you lay them out, John, that is potentially the most troubling about this GAO report is Andrew Tillman in Defense News summed it up this way: a general lack of detailed data on PCS costs earned DOD criticism from auditors. It appears that certainly the branches have this data about what they're spending to move people around. So it strikes me that there, at least according to what the GAO presents, there's not an organized way of collecting and presenting that data in a way that people that are in the positions that you have formerly occupied are able to make data-driven decisions. Is that a fair read on my part, do you think?
I think that's the read that the data gives you. I'm still very surprised by it. I mean, I have great respect for GAO and how they go about their business. In my experience, they've gotten an awful lot of things right. They don't bat a thousand. Nobody does. But in this case, I must say I was very surprised to see the difficulties in presenting a coherent view from service by service of all the components that go into what it takes to move a family or an individual from one place to another. That just, quite frankly, surprised me. And I suspect that if that is indeed the case, that's a situation that should be remedied soonest. That's just bad management, and we shouldn't live with that. I'm still a little surprised that the situation is as stark as the GAO presents. I think perhaps we can do better in presenting the data and collecting the data, but whatever the result, whatever the true case is, it needs to be presented and understood, and then and drilled down into to see where we can minimize it.
We just have a minute or so left, John. I want to go back to that disparity that I pointed out when I introduced you, which is the military is spending more, even though they're moving fewer people. You pointed out the two structural issues, the geographical laydown and the career management piece. Are there other attributes that we should at least look at when we look at that disparity? Or, again, should we just chalk that up to the cost of doing business in the military in the early 21st century?
Well, I think one of the things you got to keep in mind is that the force today as an all-volunteer force, has morphed to a more senior force and generally a married force. And so unlike moving a single sailor from San Diego to Norfolk, now you're likely to be moving a family of four or five on that same destination. So there's more goods being moved. There's more living costs during the move. And you want to make sure that your folks are not paying out of pocket because we've ordered them to move. So I think the idea that costs are going up, even as the move count is coming down over that 2000 to 2014 period, doesn't really surprise me, given that the cost of just everything is going up, and that's going to get reflected in the PCS cost.
John, it's great context. Thank you very much for coming on and talk about this issue. I appreciate it.
Sure. It's always a pleasure, Francis.